So how did you come to find yourself in the Middle East, and how did that experience unfold?
Well, I retired as a principal with the Toronto School Board 6 years ago, and I had friends who were teaching at the International College in Beirut, and I was ready to give up the work of the administrator. Administration was really tough on me, and I retired because of that. And given the opportunity to go back to the classroom, I couldn't resist. So I applied, went through an interview process, and the rest was history. That was back in 2006. Actually, it was just before the war between Israel, the second war between Israel and Lebanon in the summer of 2006. And I had already signed my contract, and I was given the opportunity of backing out of the contract as well. But I wasn't ready to do that. In fact, I told myself that I would go to Beirut despite the war, and even if I couldn't get there via the normal standard means, which would be flying into the airport, I'd find a way of getting there overland or by ship or something like that. But yeah, I really wanted to go there and experience that part of the world.
Yeah. So you were kind of sitting here in the middle of history, and in the middle of, I guess, one of the big flashpoints of this decade.
Yeah, I definitely was. And, you know, it's ironic to say this, but it became very, very inspiring for me to get involved with my poetic spirit once again. I've always written. I've always been involved, you know, in the world of literature as a poet and as a reader, of course. But that really gave me the opportunity to reflect on how something such as that impacts on an individual, particularly myself. I was able to really see the contrasts that exist between the West and the East, the contrast also between the rich and the poor, because it's definitely a world of haves and have-nots over there. And that chasm was really a shock to me. And, you know, things like that, things that become so poignant, that are so much in your face, it's hard to resist not reflecting on it and writing about it.
Now, you say as a poet, you see yourself as a documentarian. Is that in particularly pertaining to that experience in the Middle East, or just in general, you found that that's important for?
I think in general that's important, very much so for Alien Correspondent. I mean, that, I think, is the aesthetics of that book. It's a documentary in many ways. There's a great Irish poet, Seamus Heaney, who says, "No such thing as innocent bystanding." And no one is an innocent bystander. I mean, by virtue of the fact that we're there as a witness, either because of the luxury of being a Westerner or otherwise, we are involved in those experiences. And I think it's my duty as a poet documentarian to record that, to sort of make use of that witness for myself. Soul on Standby is a very different kind of book. But there I am documenting my presence. I am documenting my conscience, my conscious awareness of who I am as a being on this earth, as someone who thinks and feels and goes through experience or creates experience. Soul on Standby for me is a bit of a breakthrough, because it really isolates what I would like to say as a poet, which is basically be a witness to my own awareness, be a witness to my own subconscious or conscious mind.